Dear Shannon, did you mean it? I know you did, so that question is rhetorical. Last month, after I came home from 3 straight weeks of travel to curl up against you, naked and hungry and one big ball of need, you were there. The taste of your kiss, how your lips parted and your tongue met mine, the way you embraced me as I crawled into our bed, your legs parting so I could truly come home, made me feel like the richest man in the world. Money doesn't make me wealthy. You do. Your love gave me a life. Your love and gorgeous body gave me a daughter. Your love saved me from a life where I only got to be one version of who I am. It's not a bad version, the driven CEO, the ruthless dealmaker, the guy who cuts deals and always, always wins. But that's one part of me. The rest of me deserves a shot at life, too. The rest of me should have a chance to win in different ways. And that's where you come in. Or should I say, where I come in you. Thank you. You didn't have to love me, but you did. You do, and I know you always will. Love, Declan. P.S. Next time I come home from a business trip, wear the red garters to bed. P.P.S. Assuming you meant it, I'm at your service. Time to give Ellie a sibling. I slide the handwritten note into an envelope embossed with my initials and don't bother licking and sealing the envelope. Propping it on her pillow, I retreat, grinning as I close the door. The apartment is quiet, a little too quiet. When I'm home, I'm accustomed to more activity, with a toddler whose language is advanced enough to make me wonder what the teen years will be like, and a wife who processes the world externally, verbally, constantly. Don't get me wrong, she's nothing like her mother. Well, most of the time. When it comes to the verbal processing, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Speaking of which, a bowl full of shiny Honeycrisps catches my eye. I grab one, sinking my teeth into the sweet flesh just as my phone rings. It's my assistant, Dave. I put it on speakerphone. Double End Coffee is undercutting Grinded Fresh's bid by 10%, he says bluntly, dispensing with the niceties in a manner I find deeply appealing. If I could have custom designed an executive assistant, I couldn't have done a better job than the guy who arbitrarily fell into the job. He makes artisanal chocolate in his bathtub. He lives in a squatter's community in an old warehouse. He's an actual socialist, and he's damn good at what he does for my company. 10%? Huh. No way they can make a profit on that level. I think they want to undercut you, drive you to the point of breaking. I snort, nearly inhaling a chunk of apple. Good luck with that. What's your approach? An idle thought hits me. Did my dad's longtime assistant, Grace, talk deals with him like this? Was their relationship at this higher level? My brother Andrew, the heir to Anterdeck Industries, my father's company, has an executive assistant who speaks in questions, the end of every sentence a breathy lift that point blank makes her sound young and stupid. But is she? Deck, hello? Right. You're distracted. He's right, but he can't know that. I'm thinking. I take another bite of apple and chew. It's sweet and juicy, like my wife. My phone buzzes again. It's Shannon. I ignore it. Look, Mullahy will be at the Neurological Institute's fundraiser tonight. The what? I mutter before swallowing. Do you ever look at your calendar? No, why would I? That's your job. He doesn't even bother to sigh. You have a mixer tonight, you and Shannon. Grinded Fresh chose the Neuro Institute as a charitable cause, remember?
That's tonight?
Yes, and Mullahy from Coffee Central Holdings will be there. You can schmooze. I let out a sound that zombies make when they see brains. Perfect. I'll convince him we can do better than Double Anne. Of course we can. Check out the PDF I sent you. I broke down all of Double Anne's weaknesses, complete with quick elevator speeches and talking points.
Why aren't you running presidential campaigns, Dave?
Because the only person I would ever support in that role isn't running anymore.
Right. I don't even want to know who that might be.